Hi, this is Christopher Edge, owner and operator of LA Edge Web Radio, along with my wife, LA. I want to thank you for tuning in to one of our special programs this evening, and hope you go to our website at LAEdgeWebRadio.com to check out more programming. Again, thank you for tuning in, and enjoy the show.
The following program may not be suitable for some listeners. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome to Generations of Gaming, video game talk with a twist of humor.
And welcome, everybody, to another episode, episode 43 of Generations of Gaming, and it is titled Bully is Back Comp, meaning Bully. It's announced today that Bully is now backwards compatible on Xbox One, so all those Bully fanatics like myself will be able to play Bully and enjoy it. Like you did back in the day. Remember being able to ride the bikes and the races and stuff? Oh, man, I love that. Just a fun game. But for those people who aren't familiar with Bully, it's basically you're a kid. Yeah, he's got reddish hair, so, you know, you have the typical reddish-headed stepchild kind of stereotype, pun, whatever you want to throw in there. He gets dropped off at a boarding school, and he's basically, you know, other kids mess with him. He beats them up. You know, you get slingshots. You get all kinds of cool stuff. You actually have to go to class and take, like, I think it's like chemistry and math. It's all kinds of different courses, geography, all kinds of different stuff that you have to pass classes. And the more or the higher grades you get, I believe you can. I just did what I needed to do to get it to quit, like, alerting me that I had to go to class all the time, because I was too interested in running around the campus and out in the town and everything else. But it's a really, really cool game. They have, like, truancy officers out that look, you know, if they see you after dark or after curfew, you'll get in trouble. So it's just all around a really, really cool game. So if you've never played Bully, I highly, highly recommend go out and pick up a copy. On your 360, and let me go to the phone lines here and bring in my hostess with the mostest. I didn't mean a hostess as in host. I was trying to, you know what I mean. But how you doing, bud? How you doing, Brady?
Pretty good, but just because I have long hair don't mean I'm a hostess.
No, we were just talking about Bully, and I was just kind of telling everybody that it was announced today that Bully is backwards compatible with Xbox One.
And oh, yeah, I'm definitely checking that out because I've never even played it.
Oh, man, you've never played Bully?
No, because Yeah.
So much fun. Well, this is the 10-year anniversary of Bully. It came out in 2006. So earlier this month, they did put that that little Bully thing on Android and iPhone or whatever, mobile app. Yeah.
I'm guessing that was like a little teaser, though.
You know Rockstar. I mean, that's typical Rockstar.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm waiting for them to start throwing up billboards. I'm waiting for them to throw up billboards in San Andreas that have, like, different things about Red Dead 2 on them. I mean, I'm waiting for all their different clues. But that's what I love about them. They always make you wonder, you know?
Yeah. And they put it right like in front of your face, but you can never figure it out.
Right. And that's like the whole alien thing, you know, with, you know, during GTA 5 campaign and like
yeah, everybody
little
made that bigger than it was.
Right. I mean, it's Rockstar, just they're so they're geniuses, man, and that's why they're, in my opinion, the best. You know, every time they come out with something, just when you think in your mind you know what to expect, your mind is just blown. I mean, really, honestly. Because, think about when GTA 5 came out, and we had just got done playing with Nico and GTA 4 and all that, right? And
yeah.
So we're all hyped up on, okay, cool, GTA 5. Oh, I bet it's going to be this, and oh, I bet it's going to be that. Well, I heard that all the maps are it's supposed to be the entire scenario. Well, I heard this, and I heard that. And, you know, and all the different rumor mills and stuff. And
yep.
So it's like you get, like, this vision in your head created through all these rumors, and then, bam, you get into GTA 5, and you're just like, what?
Yeah, I remember, I remember back when the rumors were, like, hyping me up, and then the first trailer came out, and I was like, no way, like, this is crazy. I actually picked it up the second day it was out, I think, the PS3, and then just nothing but that for, like, a month.
Yeah, I still have my copy of Billy. Yeah, Billy. I still have my copy of Bully. So
oh, wow.
I'm good to go. I just have to pop that sucker in
go.
And play. But I'm telling you, it is a fun game. It is so much fun. And you know, for any of those husbands who have gamer wives, or guys who have gamer girls, or vice versa, girls who have guys, blah blah blah, blah. Okay, everything. Guys who have guys, girls who have girls, whatever. If you have a significant other that you would like to get a really cool gaming gift for out of the blue for Christmas, like a surprise gift, get him a copy of Bully for back compatibility. I guarantee you that he or she will love that game. Brady, I know you're going to love it. I guarantee you, okay, I'm making this right now. Is this a little wager, if you will? I guarantee you that come February, if Brady has gotten Bully, the first of the year, let's say.
Yeah.
If you get Bully before the first of the year, come February, March even, you'll still be talking about how cool Bully is.
What?
I guarantee it. It's an awesome, awesome game. That was announced today. One other thing I wanted to cover real quick, in regards to backwards compatibility, because, you know, we do want to talk about backwards compatibility this episode, so that, you know, we can kind of give a little bit of homage for 2016 to just kind of say, you know, hey, there were some great games. I mean, we've covered pretty much all the games that have dropped this fall. That we've heard about or actually have played, which, if you really look at it, it was a big bunch of games this fall, but I really don't, sitting here on December 15th, I really don't feel like it felt like an overwhelming game drop season, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there was Battlefield 1, you know, there was Call of Duty, which listeners, please feel free to call in. 646-787-8124. Please call in and let us know. Does Call of Duty? I mean, Brady, does Call of Duty really fall into that whole? Oh my God, this fall, too many games. There's just so many games. I mean, because it's expected every November.
Yeah, I don't really consider it. Yeah, I don't really count those as releases anymore because there's just like so many now they're coming out with.
Right, I mean, every year. I mean, they bounce between Call of Duty or Modern or Warfare of some sort to Black Ops, you know, from year to year. So they're always dropping. I mean, yeah, okay, one's Treyarch, one's Infinity Ward, whatever. It's Activision, okay?
Yeah.
It's Activision. And what else has Activision dropped? That's their go-to. That's their flagship. I mean, they have to make sure every year they have that game. So I really don't think that they would fall under the whole I agree with you. I don't think that they fall under, if there's like a bunch of games, like with Battlefield 1 and 2 and.
Yeah, that's a release. Like.
I don't know though. Battlefield's starting to get back into. I don't know, because remember they had that Hardline game too. And then Battlefield 4.
Oh, yeah. Battlefield 4,
that's
Battlefield,
like, and then now Battlefield 1. So it's like, I don't know. I think Battlefield might be starting to fall into that too.
The only reason why I don't fully agree is because of how, like, big Battlefield 1 is. Like, they really changed it up.
Yeah. No, and I agree. I enjoy the game too, and I'm not trying to knock it. It's just, okay, now, like, let's look at next fall. And I know we're jumping way ahead, but let's look at next fall. We all know Red Dead Redemption 2 drops next fall.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, we got Red Dead Redemption 2. There's going to be a Call of Duty.
We've been waiting.
And, like you said, there's probably going to be a Battlefield.
Yeah, we've been waiting for Red Dead Redemption for 6 years? 7 years?
Yeah. I think it's
So that's, to me, that's, if there's another group of games around, because, I mean, I don't even consider Assassin's Creed part of that. My God, it's coming out.
Me
and, next year will also be Destiny 2. And then, I mean, wow, that's going to be a big fall next year.
Yeah.
I mean, considering all the games that did drop this fall, I mean, in the amount of the short amount of time that they all did, I still think next fall is going to be bigger because of just the anticipation factor with E3 happening in June, and then all the teasers and everything that's dropping. You're going to have Project Scorpio next year by Microsoft. I mean, I think next fall is going to be a much, much bigger year than this year, despite all these other games that came out, like Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered, Skyrim Remastered. I mean, that's great. I love both of them. I do. Don't get me wrong. I think they're both great games, but I'm ready for something new. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all Destiny out. I'm starting to get Call of Duty'd out. Call of Duty'd. that's about what the new ones are. Call of Duty. But, like, I'm completely over Assassin's Creed at this point in my gaming life. And I'm sure I will go back to it at some point in time. But there's so – but I don't know. So I know I got off track there. It's just I wanted to ask that, like, if those certain games really fell under that. I think what a lot of us old school gamers are looking at, we like having the wow factor at this point. You know, I mean, and you're probably in the same genre with us. I mean, you
definitely.
I think that from 18 on, there's a certain perspective of gaming where I believe younger than that, it's like, well, what can I play? Where once we start getting into a mold of finding the type of gaming genre that we prefer, the type of games that we visually, you know, enjoy and whatnot, that's, I think, young adulthood is where it starts to develop, and then that's, I believe, where we sit with, all right, I'm sick and tired of seeing the same titles released every year.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, give me something new. And I think that's where we're at, where you and I both are at. It's like, we're ready for a wow factor. And I really do think that next fall we're going to – I mean, we haven't even started to chip at the ice of Destiny 2 talk yet. So we have that to look forward to in this next year coming and you know, the Red Dead Redemption 2 talk, that's going to be crazy. Then you have E3. I mean, we're going to have a busy spring with talk, bud.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, good thing that the winter's supposed to be really cold, because at least we'll be able to have a lot of stuff to talk about. I won't be going outside much. But to get back on topic here, and sorry about that, I was talking about the backwards compatibility with Bully dropping today, being announced today. As soon as the cat gets off of the keyboard, sorry about that. But also earlier this week, all the BioShock games were added. The core BioShock games, BioShock, BioShock 2, BioShock Infinite, they were all added to backwards compatibility. There's over 300 game titles now that are on the backwards compatibility list, and you can just Google Xbox backwards compatibility, and it'll take you right to Microsoft's shop that'll show you all the games that you can play backwards compatible. So there's over 300 games, folks. So there's at least going to be one game in there that you used to play that you're going to be like, oh my God, I got to have that game. So even if you don't play Xbox, and if you're, you carry the flag for PlayStation and you hate Xbox, just go look at the list and look at some of the cool games that, you could play on a next-gen console that you might not be able to on your current console. Just go take a look. But on to the different – oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just looking on here when I was looking for Bully. I'm actually really, honestly, kind of ticked off about it, but, I mean, it's all good. Star Wars Battlefront is now free with EA Access.
I figured it would be.
Yeah, I just saw it. It said just in, play Battlefield Front with EA Access. They're not Battlefield, Star Wars Battlefront.
Okay, this is my advice for you and for any listener who has EA access. Any game that you see in their upcoming game list and under their EA access app, don't purchase. If any of them there play trial or anything like that, do not purchase. They will, in a matter of just a couple months, be available through EA Access Vault. I didn't think Battlefront would be there this soon, but when I saw it jump pop up to play, as a trial, I was like, why are they putting that back in there when it's been out like over a year? And then I was a minute. I was like, hold on. Are they gonna? Yeah. And then when you said that, I was like, oh, crap, because you just got that.
Yeah, I just bought that.
So, any game under EA, go. I'll look up the list, and I'll put it on Generations of Gaming of all the different, games or developers or whatnot might fall under EA that will be available for access, EA access. That way you can know which games not to get and which ones to. Basically anything under EA Access that says play a trial, don't even buy. Play the trial, enjoy it, and just wait a little bit. That would be my advice to the listeners. But, man, that sucks, bud. I'm sorry that happened, man.
It's all good. I mean, I got the Ultimate Edition, so I have the season pass and everything. So unless that's
free, then that's cool.
That'd be really mad. I don't think that'll be free, though.
I don't think so this soon.
Yeah, it only said the standard edition, so it's not all bad.
Yeah, I would think that the other stuff would be either purchase, for DLC purchase or for season pass purchase. I would think they would make it to where that you still would have to purchase the Rogue One map that just dropped, or like Death Star, Bespin, all that stuff. I think that all is still going to be, you have to buy it. I don't think they're going to offer that for free. I haven't really seen EA Access throw a lot of actually, I don't think I've seen any types of DLC with the games for free. I think you still have to buy those, but regardless, it's fine. They don't have to throw the DLC because if I really like it, I'll just buy it. It would be a lot cheaper than buying the whole game anyway. So I just look at it like that. But, yeah, man, that sucks. That really does. Yeah. That's terrible. Because you just bought that, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, about a week and a half, yeah.
Yeah, I remember you saying that when you were buying it. Man.
It's only like $35.99, though, so.
Yeah, but that's still, though, man.
Yeah.
That's $35.99 you could have put towards what I'm about to talk about. All right, everybody. I need you all to listen up because this is a deal of the day offer only, okay? This is a only today this offer is going to be available. Destiny the Collection, which includes the base game and all the expansions, is discounted to just $25 today on Amazon as a deal of the day offer. Let me see, what else does it say here? You can get it for that price on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. And if you have Prime, Amazon Prime, two-day shipping is free. So you can have it in time for the holidays for just $25. The collection normally goes for $60. And let's see, the original bundle was, the collection was just released in September, so it is with the updated stuff. I don't know if it would have this new DLC that they just dropped that they're working on, and I saw that there's something in here. It's called The Dawning, and we'll get that in a second. But as mentioned, it does include the Destiny game, base game, all the expansions, including the Dark Below, House of Wolves, The Taken King, and Rise of Iron. The bundle also includes one character boost to level 40, which you can use to catch up to friends who might be further along in the game.
Dang,
now
that's
another
crazy. Boost,
yeah, all for $25. So go over to Amazon and take advantage of it, folks. In other news, Destiny's holiday event, The Dawning, is currently underway. The patch that introduced it, 2.5.0, made a number of adjustments to Crucible, such as adjusting the score limit in certain modes, rewards, and the amount of super energy you gain in Supremacy. Additionally, players can now agree to prevent heavy weapon ammo from spawning during the match. This is done by having every player in the match do the wave emote within the first 30 seconds of a round. You can see the full 2.5.0 patch notes here. And this was on, let me find the article so I can give credit where credit's due. This is on GameSpot. GameSpot.com article is Destiny the Collection is down to 25 today only. You look that up on Google and that'll pop up for you. Now, let me see, what else does it say here? Oh, yes. Destiny publisher Activision has confirmed a sequel coming in 2017, though it is yet to be formally announced. Skylanders developer Vicarious Visions recently announced that it is joining Bungie and High Moon Studios on the Destiny franchise. So the Skylanders developer is also jumping on board with those over at Bungie. That's awesome. That only spells good things. I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
I mean, when you add new pieces to the puzzle. I mean, if it was, I don't know though. I guess I say that because to me, Destiny still. Well, I mean, it dropped in what? When did it first drop? Was it 20?
Wasn't it like
2014? 20.
Yeah, I think it was 2014,
2015.
I don't know.
The 2 years roughly been out?
Yeah.
The 2 years it's been out. I still consider it, because it's on its still on its original release, I still consider it to be in, like, the developmental stages. So it's not like a game like, you know, Assassin's Creed or the Call of Duty series where they've been around for a long time, so they've kind of set in stone the way they are, the what they're doing, blah, 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 blah. I like the fact that Bungie is bringing in another developing company or developing team to help out to maybe maybe they'll be able to go in and clear up some of those things that we would, you know how every gamer always does it. Man, I really wish that you could blank. Or,
yeah.
Oh, you know, it would be cool is if they would have blank. You know, so it's always cool to have somebody new come in when you're still in the development stage to be able to maybe add a little more insight from an outsider's point of view, so to speak, and give us something a little more new or challenging whenever Destiny 2 does drop next year. So that's pretty cool.
I mean, I'm excited to see.
But today only. $25, man. $25 for all that. Like,
that's a crazy deal.
Like, how many friends have you texted to tell about that deal already? I mean, it's like any friend who plays Xbox One who doesn't play Destiny needs to know that, hey, it's $25 on Amazon today. Yeah, I mean, for real. Like, that's crazy. $25 for that, man. It's usually $60. Goodness, that's crazy. Okay, well, that's all part of their holiday deal things with their deal of the day. Amazon always offers different deals of the day, and it's pretty cool that they throw gaming stuff in there. So
yeah,
that's nice. Now, speaking of the holidays, because that's like a little holiday thing that's going to make some kid happy or some adult happy, opening that up on Christmas, that would be pretty awesome. Because Destiny is a really cool game. I played so much of it. That have you ever done that? Have you ever played a game so much to where you just see it? Like, I'm sitting here looking at games and apps, and I see it, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What was it?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
I beat that game literally,
yeah.
Like, I'm not even exaggerating. I've beaten it 12 times with 100% completion because it was either got corrupt, I switched to PS4, and then I switched to Xbox, and I'm working on the 13th time beating it. And I haven't touched it since, like, I got it, because I just think, like, no. It's too much. It's just, like, I can't do it anymore.
What was it about about GTA that made you play it that much? Was it the different character switch that they added, or...
I mean, that was a big part of it. It was just, like, how, like, they kind of tried to go back to San Andreas in a way, but not completely. It was just, when that game first came out and I first turned it on, like, I was just so amazed that, like, I think it just got me.
Right.
Because, like, I don't know. When it first came out, that was, like, the most, like, impressive game in my opinion.
Yeah, I just can't even imagine, like, I mean, GTA 6? I don't even think we even start to go there. I've heard so many different rumors.
Yeah.
So
many repeated rumors.
I heard it was going to be
from, like, back when it was Grand Theft Auto, when GTA 5 was still coming out.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be in China. I heard it's going to be in Tokyo. I heard it's going to be in New York.
I heard it was the whole U.S. map.
Stuff.
I heard every GTA was going to be in this one. Like, every, you could go to an airport and fly to San Andreas and Vice City and Liberty City and all this. Like, I've heard so many rumors. Some of them are cool. Some of them are just, like, ridiculous.
Yeah. The map of the whole United States is not possible.
No. There's no. Like,
I mean, it would just have to be fast travel to major cities, basically. And then once you got into that city, like, that would be kind of cool. Like, if there was a map layout of the United States, like the pattern, you know, of North America, and if it would have that to where it would have, you know, New York City, and then let's say you click on New York City, and then bam, it zooms you in, and you could play New York City just like the size of the map that you have right now, GTA 5.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And then bam, like Las Vegas, you go to Las Vegas, you have a map that's Las Vegas. Or, you know, California or Mexico or, you know, Florida, whatever. I mean, that would be cool. Oh.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Got somebody on the phone line here. Let's go see who's calling in.
Hello,
you are on Generations of Gaming. Who is this?
This is Bobby Light, going to do you right.
What's up, Bobby Light, going to do you right?
What's going on, guys? I kind of missed a little bit of the show, so can you do a little recap of what you guys have been talking about?
Yeah, hey, everybody, by the way, it's Gun Ho, folks. Yeah, man, we were talking about Bully's backwards compatible today. They announced it, so Bully is now backwards compatible on Xbox
nice.
One. Don't know if you ever – did you ever play Bully, Gun?
I have not, no, but I have heard about it.
Oh, dude, you've got to play Bully, man. You'll love that game. With the humor that you have, dude, you will love Bully. Brady and you both have not played it. I told Brady, if he would purchase that game before the end of the year, I guarantee that he would still be talking about – he'll still be talking about it in February or March.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
I mean, it's Rockstar. I mean,
yep.
It's awesome. You know, I mean, what everything they touch is gold to me.
Yeah.
So
I love the stuff they come out with. But then we were talking about, oh, yeah, the deal of the day on Amazon today is Destiny of the Collection for $25 only today.
Oh,
that includes all the DLC, including Rise of Iron, the newest one. It's $25 on Amazon
now,
today only for deal of the day. Yeah.
And just
I said
for
that,
prior release, no future downloads.
I can barely hear you there, Gun.
Yeah, it's cutting out there.
Yeah.
I said, is it just for the prior releases, or is that going to be any future downloadable content as well, or is that just for what already has come out for the game?
What I think it's everything that's come out since Rise of Iron and back. So the newest
okay.
one that came out that we had spent a little time on, that one's
mm-hmm.
included. I don't know, if it includes The Dawning, which is a new one that they're working on. It's a patch. I don't know if that. I mean, I'm sure it would include the patch, but pretty much, I guess it's supposed to be up to date with everything. But it's $25 right now, today only. So I said, man, anybody who's a gamer and doesn't have Destiny, and you know somebody who is a gamer, hey, just drop them a $25 game. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, sounds good.
That's a cool game. But I was saying how I was just Destiny'd out right now. I was just kind of like, blah.
Yeah, I mean, especially since we spent like 7 months trying to do a raid on there and all this other stuff, it kind of, you know, kind of killed it for us.
Yeah, yeah. No, good. I'm glad you. Good, Brady, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just haven't played it in like a half a year probably, so I'll be pretty set for a while with Destiny.
Oh, yeah. Well, with it being the holiday season, I was just about to get into this. There are games that are coming out with different little holiday patches and stuff like that and updates, and I think it's pretty cool. Holiday events. We know about, Call of Duty Remastered, Modern Warfare Remastered. For those who don't know, they went in and they what's the name of the Crash one, Gun? Is it Festive Crash?
I think it's just Christmas Crash, but I like to call it Winter Wonderland.
Yes, it's covered with snow and there's Christmas lights everywhere. There's snowmen, there's candy canes, the helicopter.
You get
when
shot,
it's called,
you turn into presents.
Yeah, when you get
what?
Shot, you turn into presents. Yeah, you explode and your presents come out. The helicopter is completely covered in lights when it comes in, and Christmas lights. This is Mike's favorite. When you get an airstrike, the airstrike is jets with like Rudolph's nose on the front, and then little bells go off, and then you hear Santa go ho ho ho, like it's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, like
oh
a sleigh ride.
Yeah, instead of sandbags, there's stacks of presents that you can, like, use as cover, and it's really cool. Really cool. there are other games out there that are doing holiday events. This is one that I know that our fellow gamer Country Fireman would enjoy, as well as Dr. Dre, who likes this game. Elder Scrolls Online holiday event adds new quests, adds new items, and double XP. Okay, it says celebrate the season with the New Life Festival. To get started, you need to visit the NPC Breda outside of Windhelm to pick up a quest titled The New Life Festival. Complete this and you'll receive access to up to 9 different daily quests, each of which is named after the game's different races and found in specific zones. And it says here's a rundown. There's a Castle Charm challenge in Brayton, Fishboon Feast in Argonian, Lavafoot Stomp in Dunmer, Mudball Merriment in Bosmer, Signal Fire Sprint in Redguard, Snowbear Plunge in Nord, and Stone Tooth Bash Orc. The Trial of Five Clawed Gil, Khajiit, War Orphan Sojourn, Altmark, and you would earn what's called a New Life Gift Box item for completing each quest. The box comes with random crafting material, a consumable version of a New Life themed memento, and the Wolf's Bane Incense Skin Changer style item. Then, it goes on to say, it says on top of those, you'll get a randomly selected item from a list below. A skin changer motif chapter, a New Life recipe of either green, blue, or gold quality, a special New Life collectible, Mudball pouch memento, Nordic Feathers towel costume, Kolovian filigreed hood hat, Kolovian fur hood hat. It says players who complete all 9 quests will receive a die called New Life Cerulean, as well as the New Life Celebrant achievement and a new title in the form of Magnamius. I don't know what it is. Yeah. But it says additionally
like
you can earn double XP. Yeah. Additionally, you can earn double XP for 2 hours by drinking Breda's Magnificent Mead, which can be found in a keg near the NPC. The New Life Festival ends on Wednesday, January 4th at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's pretty cool, man. That's a pretty damn in-depth holiday quest, man. That's pretty cool.
Does sound
nice. I don't know. You guys into Elder Scrolls Online? I mean, I've played it. I'm more of a Skyrim guy.
Yeah, I don't really like it.
Can't say that I've gotten into
it. Yeah, what is it that you think that drives you more towards Skyrim and less towards Elder Scrolls Online?
Probably the combat. Like, I don't like the fighting in that game.
Yeah, you're like me. Like, you're more of just, like, you like to wander.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't like, and, like, the fighting isn't, like, I want to fight, like, myself. Like, pull out my bow or, like, pull out my sword or, like, do anything I want. But, like, that, it's, like, you, like, have, like, you strike. And then, like, you just keep striking and striking and striking and then they die. Like, I don't like that game. They should have just stuck with the Elder Scrolls and not did that, because that's, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't even get to
what they should have done.
Mission. It just wasn't.
They should have just made Skyrim co-op campaign open world with, like, up to 4 players.
Yeah, oh my God. That'd be so crazy.
That's what they should have done.
That's what
they
need to do for the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, I want co-op on Bethesda games, please. We want co-op on Elder Scrolls, specifically in the Skyrim fashion, please. Now, other games celebrating the holidays with special in-game events include Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, Destiny, Hitman, Overwatch, Pokemon Go, Street Fighter V, and World of Warcraft. You can check out GameSpot's Roundup to learn more about these and other titles getting in the festive spirit. Now, we talked about that Destiny collection, man. That's crazy. That's just mind-blowing to me. Something else that we mentioned that I at the beginning of the show was BioShock, BioShock 2, and BioShock Infinite are all now backwards compatible as well. They were dropped earlier this week.
You know what? I think I saw, since I'm a member of the EA Sports Access, I think I saw it actually in their vault, something like
nice.
That.
Nice.
I'd have to double check it to make sure it was BioShock, but I could have sworn I saw something like that.
What?
You know, that's a game that I tried to get into, but I just couldn't at the time. But it's a game I've always liked. BioShock and Borderlands are two of the games that I've always regretted not really getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And I still want to check those out.
Yeah, I didn't get too much further into BioShock either. That's definitely a game that seems very interesting with the powers of by the hand and everything. It's more like kind of like you do with the, like how you say in Skyrim, you just want to wander. That's kind of like the game. You wander, and if something comes up, you just use your powers to keep moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Go ahead. I'm in the vault, and I'm not seeing BioShock.
Okay, maybe it was like Dead Space or something. I remember seeing something back.
It was either Dead Space or Mass Effect, I think, that you were thinking of.
Oh, yeah, that's probably, yeah.
So they got Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 in here.
Or maybe I saw homepage saying it was like a deal
that's
for it.
Cool. So see, like, that's another game then, Brady, to, like, when Mass Effect 4 comes out, if you're a member of EA Access, don't bother buying it to play the trial because it will eventually, it'll be there for us members eventually.
Well, Microsoft, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just had an idea. Microsoft should, with all these backward compatible games coming back, if these their loyal customers, you know, have either traded in all their games or they don't have it anymore, they should do a, like, subscription very cheap for, like, either a year, half a year, however many months they want to do it, where you get all those backward-compatible games that you can just download onto your system and play at any time you want.
Since it's on
a system that they had before, you know? This should be something that they should be able to do like that.
Yeah. I agree. Like, call it, like, BC team or something, you know, backwards compatibility team or league or something like that, you know, and you could just join it for, like, you know, like EA Access, $30 a year or something,
mm-hmm.
to where you could go
exactly.
and play all those games for free. I would do it. I mean, there are so many games of backwards compatibility, and we're about to talk about that because I told Brady we'd get to this. But when you look at, I mean, as of this week, there are over 300 games that are backwards compatible now.
Oh,
300.
Wow.
And it's I couldn't sit here and go over the entire list because it would just be a boring ass show. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to talk about our
what's not on the list.
Top favorite.
No, I'm kidding.
Our top favorite backwards compatible games that we always find ourselves going back to. And Brady, you want to start?
Well, I mean, I'm already right now playing Skate 3.
I don't have it.
Like, as we speak, so that's number one.
Skate 3, okay.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption is definitely number two just because it's Red Dead Redemption. I mean, you can't not like Red Dead Redemption.
Right.
And then Zuma has to be my third one just because it's just a fun arcade game.
It's a fun game. I like the arcade games. I'm like you. Skate 3 is definitely cool. Would have loved to have had Skate 2.
Skate 2 is so much better. EA put it out.
Yeah, I mean, if it would have been Skate 2, I wouldn't have had any other games to talk about. But I do find myself playing, and I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but I love Bejeweled. I just like playing those games because each day I try to pay a little respect, a little homage to our grandmother, you know, Brady's great-grandmother, my grandmother, who raised me, because that was her favorite game on her computer, was Bejeweled. And so each day I go in and I play Bejeweled just to kind of keep it going for her. So, you know, I I play that a lot. But I did see where Call of Duty World at War is now backwards compatible, which that's pretty cool. And, man, it's tough. I have so many games that I'm looking at in my games and apps right now that are have the Xbox 360 logo next to them that are backwards compatible, and it's like, let's see. I'm a big 80s arcade guy, so I have like Centipede, Millipede, Dig Dug, Pac-Man, Frogger. Like I have all that stuff. Galaga. Oh man, I don't know. Probably Star Wars, the complete saga Lego. Like when they said that was backwards compatible, I was pretty stoked because that was a fun game, regardless if it was Lego or not. But
oh yeah.
But if I had to give right off the bat a top three, it would be Skate 3, Bejeweled, and Shadow Complex.
Shadow Complex, what's that?
Shadow Complex is an indie game that was made many, many years ago when the moon was... No. Shadow Complex was... it was an independent game that was created by Cliffy B., the original creator of Gears of War. It's a side-to-side scroll, side-to-side type scroll game, but it's addicting. That's all I can say. It's a shooter. You're basically a guy going into a underground complex and infiltrating it. And it's an all-around cool game. It's by far, it makes my most favorite top 25 games of all time. There is no doubt about
it. Wow.
Yeah. I really, really like Shadow Complex. Highly, highly recommended. But that would be my top three. What about you, Bobby Light, Mr. Gunn? What's your favorite backwards compatible game or games?
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
What's your favorite backwards compatible game?
Honestly, the only one I've been playing the most of lately is Red Dead Redemption. I love that game. I love the amount of stuff that is in that, like you said, another Rockstar game. Just they do so much. I mean, you can play that game for 5 hours and literally do nothing. But
yeah,
that's one of those games that I go to when, you know, it's just a chill night and want to relax. The only other thing is that I wish they brought the multiplayer back on it so we can get that going. But other than that, it's just fun to goof off and gets me excited for Red Dead 2.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I have to agree. That one's a lot of fun. I have to admit. That one is probably... But, you know, honestly, though, I play Shadow Complex more than I play Red Dead Redemption as backwards compatible games.
Oh, wow.
I know that's ridiculous. I really do. I play a lot of those games.
I said, I haven't really dug into that list. What's up?
Sorry, I was trying to look up news at the same time. Sorry, man. I was looking up different news to see if I had anything breaking to bring to you guys. But sorry. Go ahead.
Oh,
you guys take it. I'm going to look this up real quick.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't really get a chance to look at the too much of the list of everything that's out there right now, but I'm sure if I did, I'd get, you know, really excited about all those games that are out there. But like I said, if I don't own them and I want them, it'd be nice for Microsoft to be like, well, here you go. Here's like a little subscription for the year.
Then
have fun.
Like, nice.
I mean, because it makes me think, are they losing ideas? Like, I mean, these big companies, are they losing ideas of how to make games and make them like blockbusters again? Because we're starting to see, obviously every year you're going to get those big games with their, you know, their next franchise of it, but is like, what's that next game that's going to come out that's completely different from the rest that's going to get everybody like, wow, where the hell has this game been all our lives?
Yeah,
right.
Been a while.
Well, you know what,
right now remastered and it's all, you know, backwards stuff. And I'm happy they're doing it because, you know, like you said, retro, we love our old games. We love what we grew up on. But we also love what the future holds. I mean, everything's starting to shift a little bit with the virtual reality and other things. So it's like, what is the next step?
Right. Right. You're right. No, I agree. I think that you hit the nail on the head. That's what we were kind of talking about was like next year, I think with Project Scorpio and, you know, E3, I think there's going to be a lot of big announcements for VR next year. Because I really think that's the direction that a lot of gaming is going to go in. I really do. But you have Destiny 2 dropping next year. You have Red Dead 2 dropping next year. I'm really, really waiting to see what both of those developing companies have in store for us. Being a whole new year, to me, with VR making its march, I can only imagine that the pressure has to be on these other gaming companies that they have to produce something that's going to keep us non-VR at the time gamers, interested in playing just standard
still
console gaming.
Right. Dude, completely agree. Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the Destiny 2 and I think Red Dead 2 are going to be two of the games that may just get that presentation that just steals us and keeps us so involved with it. I'm excited. I really am. I mean, I don't know what this Project Scorpio is. It's supposed to be, I heard expensive as all get out, like $900 or something crazy.
Just really quick, if you can, off the top of your head, what exactly is that $900 in that system? What is it, like double the capacity of what the Xbox One is now?
Honestly, I have no idea what it is. I really don't. I honestly do not know. I know nothing about it.
How do they justify $900? That's crazy.
Well, I don't know. I mean, from way I'm taking it, I'm thinking it's got to be something that involves. Here's my weird thought on it, man, and it's just because of just a little bit of stuff I've seen on it. So I'm just drawing my own conclusions. So this is all assumption, but what I'm thinking it may be a form of PC gaming, but in the form of a console.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but because so many games that are PC games are starting to make the jump to console gaming. And, I mean, you look at a game like World of Tanks that was around on PC for a long, long time. It jumps the console, and it becomes even more popular. World of Warcraft is starting to make a mark. You know, it's starting to do things. I think it's going to be something involving that kind of capability. Like, I don't know if it's going to be a form of a computer hard drive, or what, but I think it's going to be able to allow you to play, let's say, PC games on your big screen or whatever. That's just my take on it. I don't know.
Gotcha.
But like,
and then maybe,
all assumption.
And then maybe with that, they'll probably have the capability of doing cross-platform connection where you can do somebody playing on a PC or maybe a PlayStation, and you guys can hook up and play a game on the same server of some sort.
That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
I mean, especially Microsoft being PC and Xbox, I could see that being the first big step. And then
of like cross-compatible platform type thing.
Yeah,
somebody
playing on one of their PCs. And that's the only other thing I could see them trying to do, because that's been the big talk of conversation for at least, you know, five years, maybe even more.
You know what? That's a That's a damn good. That's a stronger possibility than mine. I kind of like. Dude, I would love to be able to do that. I'd love to be able to have cross-compatible platforms. I'm tired of like Xbox exclusive only or PlayStation exclusive only.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for PlayStation gamers to be able to experience the Halo, you know, the Halo story, and I'd love to be able to jump over and enjoy all the Uncharted story. You know, I mean, it just. I hate that there's this whole PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo war. It's like, why can't we all just come together and game, man? Like, let's just merge and just all of us can just game together. I mean, isn't that what gaming is supposed to be about, is enjoying it?
Yeah, and that's what makes me think, like, down the road, if they're doing this cross-platform, you know, capability, why not then get all these different companies together to build that game that can be played like amazingly, graphics, gameplay, speed, just everything about it. I mean, it could be the best game out there. It's like how they made the 360. It had three processors in there, I believe, but every game ran off of one processor. There was only that one game, L.A. Noire, which was a 4 or 5 game disc that ran off of all three processors. And you look how amazing that game, you know, played and looked on that on the 360.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so,
we were talking like earlier before you called, man. I was talking. Brady and I were talking about like, you know, how we haven't even really started to chip the ice of talking about Destiny 2 or even Red Dead 2. And I said, or God forbid, we even start talking about GTA 6. And we were talking about some of the rumors that we've heard. You know, like, you know, Brady said he heard a rumor about. It being the entire map of the United States. And I was saying, you know, what would be cool though, is if there was a way that like you said, like if gaming developers could come together or not gaming developers, but sorry, but gaming companies, Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, if they could all come together and make a game where let's say it is a map of the United States or even the world, it's a globe, and you could click on anywhere you wanted to go, and like if there was a major city nearby, you could go in and, you know, you click that city and you could go in and play that city like, you know, like a GTA style or whatever. You know, if GTA would come out with a map of the United States, you know, you click on, let's say, New York, and bam, you're in New York, and it's the size of like GTA 6. Or GTA 5.
Gotcha.
You know, or if you want to go to Las Vegas, you click on Las Vegas and bam, you're there. You know, I mean, I think that would be, I think that's the kind of generations of gaming that we're going to see in the future, that type of capability. And I hope I'm around to see it because I've always, since I've been a kid gaming, I've always said, wouldn't it be neat if you could just like, click here and then just say, oh, well, look, here's a game. Look, there's a map. Oh, Mario's there. Bam. You click on Mario and then it gives you the choices to play all the Super Mario Brothers. Or if, you know, Tommy from GTA 3 is over in the corner, you click on him and you play GTA 3. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I've just always wanted a quick access type of gaming experience. And I truly believe that the only way that could happen is like what you said, Don, with, all these companies coming together to make one big system that does it all.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it, man. I hate that there's like a separation between gaming forms and gaming communities because that's not what gaming was designed to do. It was designed to be a source of entertainment, you know, for you and your friends and for people to be able to come together and talk about other games. You know, I mean, you go to It was weird. Like, you'd go to midnight launches, and you'd have your PlayStation. They'd have you separated, man. It was like 1950s. You know, Xbox over here, PlayStation over here. I mean, it was ridiculous. You know, and it's like you didn't talk to the PlayStation guys because you had nothing to talk about because most of the games they played were either exclusive to PlayStation or vice versa. You know, so it's like, I don't know, man. I just want there to be a system to where everybody can come together and enjoy it and have something to talk about. You know, I just it's becoming so cookie cutter with what we're expecting. Like we were talking about this fall, and the games that dropped this fall. And a lot of people would say it was a pretty significant fall for game drops. You know, you had Battlefield 1, you had the new Call of Duty with the remaster, you had Skyrim remastered, you had Titanfall 2. What am I missing here, Brady? Man. Watch Dogs 2.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, so we had, like, a nice amount of games that dropped. And Overwatch. I mean, Overwatch dropped, but it was earlier. I don't believe it was this fall. But it got Game of the Year, so congrats. But you know, like we were saying, that two of the games that dropped this fall, like you were saying too, remastered. Call of Duty, any Call of Duty or Black or any type of Warfare or Black Ops series. I don't know about you, Gunn. Brady and I both agreed we don't really consider them like a big anticipation part of like a fall drop package of games because they're to be expected. Like, do you feel the same?
What is it again? Sorry. I didn't really hear the whole comment, the whole sentence there.
Oh, no, I was talking to Gunn. Sorry.
Oh, what the fuck? Again?
Oh, yeah, man. I was telling him, Brady, what you were talking about with Call of Duty dropping every year. Okay, like everybody, like next fall should be a big fall with Destiny 2, Red Dead 2, and of course you're gonna have maybe another Battlefield or Call of Duty. I don't consider anything from Activision, in a Call of Duty, or Black Ops type of fashion. But I don't consider them to be like one of those games that you're like every fall, like, oh, yes. I just don't feel that way anymore about it. I mean, I don't know how you feel.
No, I know what you mean. That's how my attitude turned towards the Madden games over the years early on, like in the mid-2000s. So say like by 2005, they added a whole bunch of stuff to the Madden, and I was like, oh, cool, this is cool how they did it now, blah, blah, this. And then there would always be the same questions every year after year, why can't they add this or why can't they do that? And then next year comes out, and all they really do is, like, a couple different buttons or make some of the moves change, and it's the same game, and it's like, what the fuck? So pretty much you're just paying for, like, the new team roster.
Right.
After a while, it's like you're getting the same game, but you're just getting the updated version of the teams on it. It's getting a little tiresome, but they fixed themselves. I think the Maddens have improved over the years for sure.
The graphics they seem to really make it more and more cleaner. It seems every time it comes out, which I'm really impressed about. You can actually see like beads of sweat on the guy's arms now and stuff, if it shows like a close up, it's pretty cool. But I'm with you. I agree. I fell into the same thing. Like I played it for a long time and then I didn't play it for a good 5 or 6 years because I was just like, they would either keep it too much the same or they would make a drastic change with the buttons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just can't keep up with this every single time I want to play this game. I just want to be able to play it, keep the basic, buttons the same, the controls the same. So once they, like the last couple of years, I've applauded them because I think they've done a great job with keeping it pretty standard with being able to just jump right onto the new one and pick up a game. You don't have to learn a different juke or truck move or this or that or dive or whatever. It's like, just let me play the game. there's only so much you can do with Madden to enhance it. But there is one thing that you and I have talked about, Mr. Gunho, with if they would allow it to where – if they would turn it to where it was like a FIFA, where you could have like up to 5 or 6 friends or 7 friends or even the whole damn team, the whole 11 men, be your friends. And, and you could go online and face other friends, in a group-type multiplayer capacity. So if, Brady was going out for a pass you know, and you were the quarterback, I could be maybe like a lineman and blocking for you, and, you know, you'd be like, all right, I'm going to pass to Brady on the right, give me some blocking, you know, or whatever, and you could pass it to Brady. I just think it would be really cool. You know, I think it would make Madden a lot more fun that if people could jump in there and play one whole game together just as a huge team against one another. I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just if they have the power and the capability of running that many people on one server, that's the thing. I mean, with soccer...
But they've proven they can do it on FIFA.
Yeah, it's because, I mean, I know football, it's huge, but it's a big American sport. But soccer is, like, worldwide. You got so many countries, and I mean,
that's true.
So many people in the world that play that. I mean, that's just a totally... That's its own cup of tea right there. So, I mean, man, I think eventually they will do something like that. They just got to figure out how they can incorporate in, say, 22 people in one room if it could happen, you know? Because remember how many times we would try to play FIFA at a certain time of day and we could get no matches because it would be 2 in the morning somewhere else in the world. So we can't.
That's right.
That
you're right.
That we wanted. So that's another thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. That just sucks, though, because it would be so much fun, man. Be like a back, you know, it'll be almost like a backyard football pickup game, you know, just kind of like,
yeah.
All right, you know, I that's kind of what I want. I kind of want a game where you could go into like practice mode or training mode and you could just, you know, be in like your street clothes or whatever, or, you know, track pants or whatever, just kind of just tossing the ball around with your buddies. You know, I think that'd be kind of cool. Like, as you get, you know, ready for the next week of practice. Kind of like the 1 year Madden had it to where you could pick your individual player and you had, like, your own crib and this and that. Like, that aspect of it I didn't care for. But I like the whole thing about how you could go, like, to the gym or you could – I just think that'd be kind of cool. Like, if they made it more of, like, a everyday personal life of a professional football player kind of feel. It was just like a mode that you could play, not make their whole game overall like that. Like just if it was a mode that they would add in there, I think it'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I remember NBA, either NBA Live or NBA 2K, one of those franchises. I remember them doing a story mode similar to that where you play the everyday life NBA star.
Okay.
Yeah, and you were, you go through, like, practice, you go to your agent, you do commercials and stuff like that, you get on billboards, but it's still not as, like, in-depth where it's more kind of like a theatrical thing. You just sit there and watch them talk, you don't really get to do much.
Right. Right. No, I get, you're right. No, I remember you telling me about that. When you were actually playing it, because I remember you saying something about your guy. You needed to get your guy built up so that he could get more money so you could make your crib nicer or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
but
I do remember that.
But real quick, because we're almost out of time, only put this on. Actually, we're almost over. But real quick, don't forget, everybody, this is the last day to get the games that are offered on Xbox Live Gold, because tomorrow, if the schedule stays true, Burnout Paradise and Outlast are both supposed to drop for your new Xbox Live games with gold for free.
Oh,
and
nice.
Also, if you're a Gears of War fan, Gears of War 4 is now 35% off through the Xbox Live Store, and that's valid December 5th through December 21st. So 35% off of Gears of War 4, and tomorrow you should have Burnout Paradise and Outlast on Games for Gold for free. So I can't wait for Burnout Paradise. Like, that's so much fun. But get out there, guys. Go on Amazon.com and get that deal on Destiny. That's just an insane deal today. If you missed out, $25, Destiny the Collection, you get, I read all the ones that you get, but it's like the House of Wolves, Rise of Iron. You get all four of the DLC packs.
Really quick, I got another deal for you. I forgot to mention this. The new Rainbow Six Siege, that is out. It's $50 through the store on Xbox Live, but if you go on Amazon.com, you can get it for like under $25 right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. Thank you for that tidbit. That's nice. You guess what? Guess what you just won?
What's that?
You just got to get serenaded by Big Reds.
Baby, you're a firework.
Oh, that's awesome.
Have you ever heard that, Brady? Have you ever heard that Big Reds thing? Singing Katy Perry?
No.
Yeah, but in case you missed it, here you go.
Baby, you're a firework.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't that just make you...
I was going to say you should have added some fireworks at the end of it. That would have been perfect.
Oh, Big Reds. Big Reds.
Yeah.
Bro?
Dr. Dre there. But no, yeah, go take advantage of those deals. I mean... 35% off Gears of War, Xbox Live Store, Amazon. You can get Rainbow Six Siege under $25. Thanks to Mr. Gunho for finding that. And today only, deal of the day, today only, Destiny the Collection, December 15th, is available for $25 on Amazon. It's usually $60. So go take advantage of this deal, folks. You can't go wrong with saving $35. I mean... Come on. So that's all we have for this week. But Brady and I will be back next week for sure. Mr. Gunho, you're welcome to join us. Maybe we could try to get everybody together to do like a little pre-Christmas show. Everybody kind of talk about what they want Santa to bring them gaming-wise. So we'll talk about that for next week. And until then... Brady, any last words?
Not this time.
Nothing. You got nothing, huh?
No.
He's still mesmerized by Bully being backwards compatible. Now he gets to play it. I'm telling you, you guys got to check that game out. It is awesome. But Bully's backwards compatible. The BioShock Core series of BioShock, BioShock 2, and BioShock Infinite are all backwards compatible. If you didn't get that at the beginning, go check them out, guys. If you still have your 360 disc, just go throw them in, and it'll start installing it for you. So enjoy and have a safe weekend. I know we're supposed to get some ice around here this weekend, so everybody get in bad weather. I think, Gun, you're supposed to get like a buttload of snow. And
yeah, this weekend sucks.
Everybody, just be careful out there, please. Take your time. If you have to travel, be careful. Take your time. If you don't have to travel, just stay home. So, unfortunately, I have to travel this weekend, and it's going to be crappy weather. So, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. But I got my little Jeep. I'm good to go. But I will talk to you guys next week. Brady, it was a great show. Mr. Gunn, thank you for calling in, sir, and being
thank
a part
you.
Of it again. And, maybe next week, like I said, we can get everybody together. But until then, Reds, we'll give you one last thing, and then we'll tell you what we think of it.
Baby, you're a firework.
You're fired.
All right, see you guys. Take it easy.
Later, man. Take care.